Esther. Chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus. This is Ahasuerus who reigned, from India to Ethiopia, over 127 provinces. That in those days, when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in the palace at Shushan, in the third year of his reign, 3599 AH, 443 BC, he made a feast for all his princes and his servants. The power of Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces, being before him. When he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 180 days. And when these days were expired, the king made a feast for all the people who were present in the palace at Shushan, both great and small, 7 days, in the court of the garden of the king's palace. Where there were white, green, and blue, hangings, fastened with cords of fine linen and purple to silver rings and pillars of marble. The beds were of gold and silver, upon a pavement of red, and blue, and white, and black, marble. And they gave them drink in cups of gold, each cup being different from one another, and royal wine in abundance, according to the state of the king. And the drinking was according to the law, without constraint. Because the king had so appointed to all the officers of his house, that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Also Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal house which belonged to King Ahasuerus. On the 7th day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Biztha, Harbona, Bigtha, and Abagtha, Zethar, and Carcas, the 7 chamberlains keeper of the king's women, who served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the royal crown, to show the people and the princes her beauty. Because she was beautiful to look at. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains, keepers of the king's women. Therefore the king was very angry, and his anger burned inside of him. Then the king said to the wise men, who knew the times. Because this was the king's manner towards all who knew the law and judgment. And the next to him was Karshina, Shethar, Admatha, Tarshish, Mirs, Marsena, and Memucan, the 7 princes of Persia and Media, who served in the king's presence, and who sat first in the kingdom. What shall we do to the queen Vashti according to law, because she has not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlains, keepers of the king's women? And Memucan answered before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen has not only done wrong to the king, but also to all the princes, and to all the people who are in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus. Because this deed of the queen shall become known abroad to all women, so that they shall despise their husbands in their eyes, when it shall be reported, the king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she did not come. Likewise the ladies of Persia and Media shall tell about this day to all the king's princes, who have heard of the deed of the queen. And there shall arise much contempt and anger. If it pleases the king, let there be a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes, that it be not altered, that Vashti never again come before King Ahasuerus. And let the king give her royal position to another who is better than she. And when the king's decree which he shall make shall be published throughout all his empire, because it is great, all the wives will give honor to their husbands, both to great and small. And the saying pleased the king and the princes, and the king did according to the word of Memucan. So he sent letters into all the king's provinces, into every province according to its writing, and to every people after their language, that every man should bear rule in his own house, and that it should be published according to the language of every people.